the Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Let's recap the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard from last night. It was Riverdale over Brighton, 49-6. Blackman defeated Independence, 14-9. Siegel over Franklin, 35-30. Smyrna lost in overtime to BGA, 29-26. Laverne blanked Antioch, 31-0. Nashville Christian over Middle Tennessee Christian School, 38-7. And in not one but two overtimes, Steve Carson's Eagles beat the Westmoreland Eagles, 28-27 last night. Last but not least, Oakland 27, Arlington 17 in our broadcast opening game of the 2011 season here on the radio. And for the Oakland Patriots, and Thomas McDaniel joins us this morning to talk about that win. You know, what kind of came to mind this morning was a will to win. Your kids faced all kinds of adversity last night. Coach, and turnovers, and really, I think, maybe a really tough third quarter. But you came out with the victory regardless, and you have to feel really good about that with these young kids.
I do. I want to try to stay positive, so I do want to, you know, thank y'all for coming out to our school last night. And you know, I thought it was a great atmosphere for high school football. I appreciate y'all showcasing our school and our kids. You know, we're just a young team. You know, we got a lot of inexperience. I think, you know, time will tell how good we can be. The experts at the D&J will say we're the fifth best offense in the league. Maybe we are, but our kids don't take those things very gently. And last night we got back to our roots. We played nine sophomores at any given time. We lined up and we smashed the football when we needed to. And the way that we fought through some challenges, you know, we fumbled a kickoff. We fumbled a wide open pass that Monte Rhodes has done a tremendous job for us all fall, but he just doesn't have any game experience, you know, and he fumbles that ball twice. Our defense has to buckle down, and then when it mattered, our offense got in there two straight drives in a row, and I think, you know, one drive was 80 yards and 13, 14 plays, one pass. We've gotten back, you know, a little bit of our mentality that I want us to have, and we did it with two sophomores and a junior on the offensive line with no experience, and two backs and a quarterback that basically have had zero playing experience. So we grew up fast last night. We made a lot of mistakes, a lot of things that we got to correct, and we're going to continue to make mistakes. But the one thing I told our kids all week was the thing that you can control is your effort. We played with great effort at times. We loafed around at times, and they'll be punished on Monday for those things. But it's just a process. And I'm going to tell you something. We beat a good football team last night. Anybody that was there can tell you that they're a very solid team. They're probably better than I thought they were going to be. And, you know, what they do on offense, they do very well. And, you know, we fought, and I mean, we played a lot of kids, and we had to battle a lot of cramping, and just it was just a variety of issues that took place, and to find a way to overcome that, I'm proud of our program.
You know, I don't know if we did it or not, Coach, but the first half, I think you only had one penalty, and that was on their extra point. Maybe there was another one in there, but the third quarter just it really seemed like after coming out after halftime there. You just didn't get back that same flow that you had in the first half.
No, we didn't. And, you know, I think one of the turning points early was obviously they tipped the punt on our first punt, got the ball in great field position. Our defense had, you know, they're back against the wall all night. Field position was awful. But, you know, we got that second or third drive of the game and got all the way down to the 2-yard line, didn't capitalize on that, and I thought that could come back to bite us, and it did for a while there, because I think if we would have punched that one in, I really thought the momentum was starting to shift. You know, they got that momentum after they scored, and we came back right away, first play and answered on a, I don't know, a 70-yard run or something. And if we would have punched that second one in and finished that drive, I really think it could have been the difference. But all that being said, you're right, the third quarter, we had a lot of things go wrong. You know, and again, that's part of being a young team. You're going to have those kind of problems in the first game usually anyway, but specifically when you're playing so many new guys, it's just a growing pain that you go through. And for us, some of the things that have happened in fall camp is when things don't go well, we usually don't respond well, and we've talked about that. And And they did a much better job last night of things when things didn't go well. They responded. And I talked to a lot of the seniors after the game in the locker room. I think they were very proud of themselves for helping the kids in the huddle and making everybody stay the course and believe in what we were doing. And I think that paid dividends down the stretch because, well, you know, at the end of the last two drives of the game, we wore them out.
Well, when you talk about the Oakland Patriots this year, you'll see some seniors that are in the lineup. But what may be a little bit deceiving about that is a lot of these seniors, they've had some playing time, but they haven't been the seniors. They haven't been the ones, you know. And Jihad Lyons leading your football team, yep. and Chesterfield running the ball. I mean, these are seniors, but their experience is not senior experience. So you do have a lot of young guys, and you have to really count them into that.
No, yeah, you're right. I mean, the juniors and seniors that were playing, you might as well call them sophomores because right now, technically, in the first game, that's what they are. You know, obviously, those guys are a lot more mature than maybe a sophomore would be mentally and physically. But as far as game experience goes, they're a sophomore. I mean, Jihad has no real game experience. I thought he did a great job last night. He rushed some things. We had the post route a couple times that I thought he could have put in there. We had two chances to get big plays that we didn't capitalize on. He'll get better with that in time. I know he will. You know, again, I went back this morning and watched the film. We've got two guys on offense and two guys on defense with true game experience, and that's it. Now, we got some guys that have got part-time. I mean, Edwin Locklear is a starter all last year, but really, Dustin Henry and him split time at split in, and he played a little bit of rover behind Andre Chesterfield. So, I mean, really, technically, Edwin Locklear, even though he's one of our best players, he was only a halftime player last year. So, you know, he had to play a lot of snaps. Andre, I don't know how many snaps Andre played because one of our best probably players right now is Emmanuel Smith, and I don't want to say it was his immaturity, but he wasn't prepared like he needed to be to get ready to help us physically. I don't know if he just needs to get in better shape or what, but he played very limited snaps. He had some cramping issues, and it hurt our team because you saw in the second quarter when he touches the ball, something's fixing to happen. Yeah. And I really think he could be a difference maker in this league. I think he has potential to be, you know, total different type of player than the quarterback at Riverdale, but he's got that kind of poise. He's got that kind of playmaking ability that Woodruff does. You're going to be hearing a lot about Emmanuel Smith. I can promise you that. And it hurt us that he couldn't play more on offense and on defense, quite frankly, because he only played 22 snaps of defense, had an interception. I mean, dropped an interception that he should have picked, and he had, I think, four or five tackles in 22 snaps. So, anyway, all that being said, we got a lot of growing pains to go through. We're going to continue to go through them next week. But nothing cures anything better than the experience. And so I know we'll be excited to get back to work next week. And then hopefully we can put a good product on the field next Friday night. But I'm proud of our kids at all the stuff that, and there's a lot of negatives I could emphasize today because I was really disappointed in some things when I watched the film. But we found a way. Like you said, we had a little bit of a will to win at the end. And right now that's the most important thing is figuring out a way to get it done. You would love it to be pretty. It was really ugly. But at the end of the day, we won. And that's all that matters, and we're moving forward.
Well, I told Philip the same thing. It was an ugly win for his Blackman Blaze, but in the end, that one is still on the left and not on the right.
Yeah, I mean, that's all that matters. I mean, you would like it to be different, but it doesn't matter. We won, and we're going forward.
Well, Emmanuel, I thought when you brought in that Wildcat package, that was one pretty impressive drive right there. So, but your quarterback, Jihad Lyons, I really think if you're going to bring somebody in for the first year of them being the signal caller, to be able to do that and have that kid being a senior, he seemed to have a calming effect. I don't know.
He did. He's got a pretty good demeanor.
Yeah.
I do think now that I watched the film, I do think he was nervous. Now he may say differently, but I know what I see on film. He was a little nervous and a little timid about some things that he normally wouldn't be, but I really think he's going to be a great operator of our offense. I believe that he's going to help continue to make our football team better, and he did some very positive things on some boots where he pulled it down and ran it. He showed he has the capability of getting some yards with his feet. We had a penalty where he made a 20-yard run. We clipped. That was the second penalty in the first half that we had. You know, he rushed a couple little things where he threw it, but he needs reps. He needs practice in the real stuff, and I think he had two snaps under center last year at quarterback. So, I mean, for him to come in there and do the way he did, no fumble. I mean, for example, you know, I just anticipated a center quarterback exchange problems at some point last night. I expected us to have a delay of game. We had one personnel. We had too many men in the huddle. We had, and that was the receiver's fault. That was nobody else. But that is put on Jihad. He's supposed to. But, other, I mean, no fumbled snaps, no delay of games. For him to do those things shows some maturity. And, again, that's he's a sophomore game experience-wise, but he's a senior mentality-wise. So he'll work through those things quickly.
Well, I really thought some of those things could be, you know, one thing to look at, you know, having an inexperienced team. But none of those things that very veteran teams have problems with sometimes. No delay of game, you know, no bad exchanges.
Yeah,
so that was pretty impressive.
And, I mean, you know, when I look at the film, too, like with our offensive line, we got two guys playing on the offensive line. And, really, we play seven linemen because we play two tight ends a lot. I thought we'd have more missed assignments. And, you know, with three juniors and two sophomores in there, we didn't have many missed assignments. So there's a lot of positives to take from that.
A negative that we'll make a positive because I think there were positive results in that. You did have two fumbles and deep in your own territory. However, to hold a pretty potent offense, and this Drew Reed kid can really throw the ball now. To hold them to 3 points, and I thought that was maybe one of the keys in the game.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. It was ugly the way we were playing on defense. It wasn't very pretty. We were scrambling around and misaligned sometimes, and, you know, our kids were tired because of the pace they go. You know, like I told you last week, they play on one side of the ball. We do too, but we had to rotate a lot of people. But to be able to get the bad field position that we had and have the wherewithal to, you know, stand up and keep them out. And, you know, that was something that we talked about last week against Innsworth, because we had two turnovers where we gave them the ball inside the 10 in our jamboree. And, you know, our defensive coaches told the defense, it doesn't matter where they put the ball down, we've got to stop them. And I thought we learned from that. So, again, we got kids wanting to learn. They're learning from the mistakes they make. And I know that we're going to continue to get better. And that's what I'm excited about our team. That's why I know it's going to be a fun year for us, because I know that our team wants to get better.
Well, one of the few mistakes last night by the quarterback, Drew Reed, was an interception. And Peter Newman made him pay for
that. What about that?
That was awesome.
That was an unbelievable interception. And there's a case, Peter, I would be the first to tell you, he didn't play up to his potential by any stretch of the imagination. But there's a kid that's been practicing since Monday. You know, he's been kind of injured for about the whole month of July with a pulled quad muscle that he got during summer baseball. And, you know, he's practiced this week for the first time healthy. And I don't even know if he's 100% yet, but he made a huge play. And it was just a phenomenal, showed his athleticism. He's got potential to be a really good player for us. He's going to be a solid contributor, and maybe even on offense as well once he gets back in the fold. But I was glad to see him do that, because it couldn't happen to a better kid.
27-17 was the final last night, Oakland over Arlington. I have a feeling they're going to be a playoff team in West Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, they will be. Yeah, no, I mean, I would dare say they're going to win their district. I mean, they're a good football team. And I wouldn't – I mean, there's no disrespect to their district, but I don't think their district is anything like ours. I think they're definitely a playoff team, and they're solid everywhere. You know, I thought up front – one of our strengths, even though we're young, one of our strengths has to be our offensive line because of our size. And I thought in the end our offensive line wore their D-line down. And by the numbers, I don't know exactly what it was, but we rushed for over three, I think. And so to put 300 yards plus up in rushing with the inexperience we had, that shows a lot to me right now.
Almost 340.
There you go.
About what we had last night.
There you go. So. And it was an ugly 340 at that.
Well – 340 is 340. Ugly yep. Win, it doesn't matter at all. It's in the win column. Hunter's Lane comes to your place next week, a chance to showcase your fine stadium, which a lot of improvements, by the way, a lot of new things out there. And
yeah, our stadium looks awesome. Stuff. Our booster club's done an unbelievable job of dressing it up. Coaches did a great job getting the field prepared. I was really proud. That's the proudest I've been to walk out in our stadium. And we're trying to do things. We've got play clocks. We got a lot of stuff going on in Oakland right now. And it's an exciting time for us and our program. It was a proud moment to walk out there.
Well, we almost couldn't get away from Rick Collins. He was so proud of everything going on, from the academics to all the great things going on at Oakland High School. He's awfully proud papa, too. So, get to host Hunter's Lane next week. And what do you
know
about
Hunter's
Lane?
Don't know nothing about them. Only thing I know is I think they're spread. I honestly, I don't know. And at this point, we're going to work on Oakland this week. I don't know if that's the smart move or not, but I've already made my mind that we're working on Oakland. We're going to work on getting fundamentally better and teaching our kids the things that they did wrong, try to correct those mistakes, and try to put a better product on the field. We had a great turnout last night. Our crowd was outstanding. To have all those home games, to us have that much support, I was really proud of Oakland, the community, and we're going to put a better product on the field for them Friday night.
Well, you've got, what, three home games in a row, counting last night.
I think it's
open up the season, and then you go to Gallatin.
No.
Oh, no, you got Laverne in there, too.
So. No, we got four.
Yeah.
We got four in a row.
That's nice, isn't it?
No, not really, because Coach Gardner's got to keep that field maintained, and our field's not known to be one of the plusher sites. So it looks great right now. I'm worried after that fourth week what it's going to look like. So to have four home games is great from a budget standpoint, but maybe not from a grass standpoint.
Well, Matt's tanked up this morning on breakfast, so I guess he'll be able to struggle through it, I guess.
Yeah, he'll get out there and work on it.
Coach, appreciate you coming in this morning. We'll see you next Saturday.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thomas McDaniel joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. We're going to take a break, come back, and talk to the victorious. That's right, victorious Steve Carson. His Eagles, a 2-overtime winner last night, 28-27. John Dinkins will have that conversation when we return.